Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Audio Boo. It is November the 5th, Guy Fawkes night. It's a little after 8 o'clock in the morning, out with the dogs. Thought I would drop a quick Audio Boo. Partly because I've been feeling a little bit guilty that everybody else seems to be doing Napod Pomo. I get all the Mo bits confused. Growing the moustache is obviously affecting me. So I've been listening to lots of audio boos from Neil, Pawari, Will, Nancy, R2UK. Lots of people are booing. Not that there weren't lots of boos to listen to before, but there's even more now. And it's great. It's really nice to hear what people are up to, and they're trying to. Excuse me, just for a moment. Wells, Wilson. Sorry, lost a dog. He'd gone off in the bushes and didn't know where he was. Anyway. Yeah, so as I say, lots of people doing that. Napod Pomo. Not to be confused with Movember, which is much easier to remember, which is growing a moustache, which I'm doing. I can't say it. I can't do more than one at once. And basically, I think for me to do an audio boo a day at the moment, it'd be me moaning and bitching about work each day, which I'm sure people don't want to listen to. Not every day. And other than work, there's not a lot to talk about, which I, you know, would take probably one or two boos to go through, but not 30. So I had wanted to do Vlomo, because that's easy to remember, which is blogging month. I managed to forget. I do this every year. Every year I think, oh, I've forgotten. And it's like, you know, the 5th or the 6th of November. So I'm already well behind. So I think, oh, next year. Next year comes around, it's the 5th or 6th of November, and I realise, what, it's Vlomo and I've forgotten. I suppose I should just put it in my diary. It might help. I haven't done that either, which was the one I had intended to do. Purely because it doesn't need to be me talking to the camera. It could have been a video, anything. So I suppose I could do 5 quick videos to catch up, but kind of feels like I've spoilt the whole thing now. Anyway, so no, just growing the moustache. I will try and post some pictures later. I haven't been doing a daily pic, mostly because I kind of wanted for there to be something to see, a difference. And I think my beard initially grows quite slowly, so the first few days you wouldn't see much difference, but now we're on sort of day 4, coming into day 5, there's definitely more to see. So I'll try and post some pictures over the weekend. I'm sure everybody really wants to see my facial hair, but I am going for the comedy moustache, so you are allowed to laugh. So what is going on? Yeah, work is busy, but not in a good way. Lots going on, but not actually a lot being achieved, which, to be honest, is kind of par for the course at the moment. It's quite frustrating, having had lots of cuts. Nobody wants to do anything, despite the fact we've got really good business cases for lots of projects. I'm just going to pause this again. Back again, yeah, lots doing but not a lot of progress, and I say that because I think there's a certain short-termism appearing now that we're kind of through the phase of cuts, and a lot of the business cases that we prepare are 10, 25-year business cases. Most of them pay back, and in fact most of them generate income, but they don't do it in the first few years. And they're quite capital intensive. So I think there's a reluctance to, in the short term, spend the capital, even though there's a long-term gain. So it's very frustrating. seriously, I am looking around for another job. I've kind of had it with this one. I just don't seem to want to make progress, which is... Anyway, enough of me moaning about work. Was in London yesterday, which was very interesting. It's related to one of our very long-term business cases, so the work looks really good, but I'm not sure whether that's going to come off. Wells! So, yeah, day up in London, that was nice, and now we're back weekend off, pretty much. Got a few things to do, not a lot. And then, what have I got to do this weekend? Oh, yeah, repair the hole in the garage roof. Our garage roof is tiled. It looks very nice, but unfortunately something or someone has broken one of the tiles. I suspect it's a cat, because we get occasionally get cats in the garden, which our garden's quite enclosed, and we've got two dogs. So it's kind of like putting yourself in a bear pit if you're a cat. We don't intentionally let the dogs chase the cats, but very often you don't actually realise they're there. So you let the dogs in the garden and they very quickly find the cats. And of course, dogs being dogs, they chase them and we have to stop them. But what very often happens is the fastest way out of the garden is onto the wheelie bin and onto the garage roof, which requires quite a leap. So if you're a fat cat, I think you end up breaking our garage roof tiles. So there's one broken. Murphy's Law.
Come on, guys, this way. Sparky, come on.
Murphy's Law is we haven't got any spares, actually. Got spare tiles for the house roof, but not for the garage roof, and they're not the same. And they're very, very different, actually, so I can't even kind of bodge one to fit. So, searching on the internet, I think I found somewhere that might sell the same tile. Question is, will they sell them individually or in small numbers? Because I don't want 1,000 of them, I only want one. And hang on a moment.
Come on, Wells.
So we'll see. So I'm going to do that. Got a few things to do on the allotment as usual. Not a huge amount now because it's winter and there's not a lot of action happening on the allotment. Let's put it that way. Most of the vegetables have been dug. A few bits and bobs left over for the winter, but not huge amounts. And a few things there to overwinter. So other than just kind of keeping it tidy, keeping an eye on things, not a lot to do there. So that'll kind of be Saturday, hoping that I might get some time to do a bit of writing. I'm not doing, oh God, here we go again, not doing NaMoWriMo, is that right? I don't know. Anyway, the one where you write for a month, not doing that one either. Not again, because mostly because I don't think I've got the time. I managed to write about 1,100 words, just over 1,100 words on the train to London yesterday, which I was quite pleased with. I have to say they were on the iPad, so they probably need a bit of editing because of punctuation and things probably aren't as good using that as a tool. So I might revisit that today and just tidy it up a bit. I think that's about it for now. I think I'm running out of time. I haven't looked to see. I mean, probably have been talking to myself for the last 10 minutes, but we will try and record something. I will try and record something again later over the weekend. In the meantime, hope you're having a good weekend, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.